Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our focus today for the city are the residents and families. Ever thought of who makes up the people living in your community? What are the demographics, percentage that were born in the U.S. and those not? What cultural backgrounds does your city have? Which are the most? Does this affect the unity or racism? How many veterans live there? Are they honored? What percentage are homeless, owners, or renters? Does it attract tourists or primarily a suburb, rural, urban, or metropolis? Each factor affects morale and community living. What about the family unit? How is that affected? How many are single, married, divorced? How many families have children under 18? What's the ratio male to female? So all of these criteria matter. They all affect how much the people and the residents can get through life, get things done. So, Father, we lift up the people groups in our cities. We thank you, God, that your word says that we will not be disheartened or crushed until you have established justice in the earth, and that the coastlands will wait expectantly for your law. We look at the news and can be disheartened, but you are not. You have a goal, and that is to establish justice over all the earth. It's more than a goal. It's a given. It's a done deal. We proclaim that done deal to the powers of darkness that are trying to dishearten us. We proclaim that God is relentless in his pursuit for justice. Isaiah 42:4 says you will never stop until you have established justice in the entire earth. So we pray for justice to be established among all the people groups, the residents, and the families in our city. We thank you, Father, then we wait expectantly for it. We proclaim that unbreakable promise and covenant over our city, our neighborhoods. We proclaim that you will not stop until you've established it. And we thank you for your justice in the government bodies among every people group. For Father, we pray that the Isaiah 9:7, that there will be no end to the increase of your government and your peace and your justice. There is no condition that is required. The zeal of your Lord, God, will perform this. So we declare and look forward to seeing it happen in our communities. We believe it's even begun to happen right now. Even though we can't see it with our eyes, we choose to focus on your promises, not on the news. We choose to believe that you are in charge, not any force of darkness, as much as they would like us to believe. Your word is our covenant, and we proclaim that covenant over our cities. Your covenant cannot be broken, and over our county. We decree increase, 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 and decrease in fear, crime, people not getting along, that people will see each other through the blood of Jesus and not through the outward appearance. We are taking back all that the enemy has tried to take and convinced that is his. We say no to that and yes to your word, because your increase is about people. And there will be no end to the increase of the numbers that of those that you draw unto yourself. And lastly, Father, we pray for divine protection. We lift up our eyes to the hills. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from you, O Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And we pray for help over every family member, every resident. Lord, do not allow my family's feet to slip. Watch over them, for you neither slumber nor sleep. You are our keeper, Lord, our shade on our right hand. The sun will not strike us by day, nor the moon by night. We decree that the Lord preserves our families from all evil and guards our souls. Lord, we thank you that you watch over our coming and going from this time forth and forevermore. In Jesus' name.